So a man died in Washington last week, and when the family opened the casket at his funeral to do a viewing, it wasn't him.
Oh, that's like, holy man, what would you even do?
Turns out the funeral home had got things confused, switched him up with a different guy. They actually had him cremated.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, my.
I know. No word if the family is seeking legal action, but I'm thinking they probably will.
Yes. This Sunday, the National Geographic Channel, they're airing a movie called American Blackout. And National Geographic decided to do a survey because of this movie to find out how many people actually believe a doomsday situation is on the horizon. And apparently we think it's coming. We apparently think it's just about guaranteed to come. 88% of people said they expect a worldwide catastrophe to happen fairly soon, and 32% expect it to happen within the next year. 77% think the U.S. will be hit with a cyber attack during their lifetime, and 34% think it'll happen in the next 25 years. And 32% believe in the U.S. will have a significant blackout in the next 25 years, and if it happens, 46% say the first thing they're going to do is look for a flashlight.
That's usually a good place to start.
25% will start praying, and 5% are going to start getting busy.
Well,
it's a blackout. What else are you going to do?
Yeah. So a guy in France buys an apartment, opens a door, and finds the previous tenant dead. And he had been in there for 8 years.
Oh!
Wow.
Worst nightmare. Like, terrible nightmare. I'd have nightmares about that for years.
Yeah. Wow.
Oprah.com gathered up the latest scientific research, and it's Oprah, so you know it's good, and figured out all the ways that fall is supposedly sexier than any other time of the year.
Okay.
Six reasons why. Your libido surges. Women look hotter to men, even if they're heavier. You watch more romantic comedies. Everybody's more fertile. And more people are in a relationship. And Thanksgiving dinner apparently naturally turns you on.
Really? By all the food or what?
Yeah, because it's primed. Your drive is primed by food, apparently.
Tuesday, a teacher's assistant at the University of Iowa, meant to send the students in her business class the study guide. She sent him an email that said, "Hi class, I've attached the solutions for number 76 and number 78 in this email." Only it wasn't the solutions for number 76 and number 78. She had attached some homemade movie video of her.
When are people going to stop doing this? Don't record anything that you wouldn't want out there. Ever.
This is a teacher's assistant, and you know what they call them, of course. They call them TAs. And in that attachment, I think, yeah, that was covered, definitely. So, apparently very explicit that she sent to everybody in the class. It never happened when I was in college. Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.